Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
On the Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up, we asked when you've gotten away with something you shouldn't have. The stories will surprise you, just a little bit on the cheeky side.
Very cheeky.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Now, Australians are renowned for abbreviating, making up words, adding O to the end of all of our mates' names.
Yes. Kimbo. Yeah,
that's what we do. But it turns out we've been incorrectly pronouncing words and company names as well.
Right.
Right. Now, we caught up a few years ago with the correct pronunciation of Nike. Because I remember growing up in the 80s, we all thought it was Nike.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
And then a little while ago, we all caught up and went, oh, actually, it turns out it's called Nike, and everyone fell into line, right?
Because of the umlaut or whatever that little accent thing's called,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But who knew that it's not actually called Nutella?
What?
Okay.
What is it?
Now, it's full of nuts. It should be called Nutella.
Yeah.
It's pronounced Nutella.
No.
No, it's not.
That's ridiculous.
It is. It's Nutella.
What are you, hazelnuts?
Jeez. Anaphylactic.
These are brand names that I've... These are brand names. It sounds like a good name, actually.
Yeah. G'day, Anna.
Anaphylactic.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Dan.
So
Dan
it's Ruff. Nutella.
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 And, well, I think, yeah, I mean, you could say Nutella, but yeah, it depends where you come from, whether you pronounce the W. But
yeah.
But IKEA.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We've been putting together IKEA furniture for a very long time.
Yeah, we've been putting together the name wrong.
Except
have
it's
we?
IKEA.
Get
or,
out of here.
Come yeah.
On.
Or
Swedish crazy
yeah.
people.
IKEA. IKEA. We haven't even been close.
Well, what else have we got here? Hyundai.
That's one that gets thrown around a lot because we were told forever to say Hyundai rhymes with Sunday.
Right.
Well, yeah, and you know that, speaking of cars, you know that quirky ad? There's been an ad on the, say, the last 6 months for Volkswagen.
Yeah,
And it's got that cute guy on it doing that cute little accent.
Yep.
That's not his cute accent. That's how it's supposed to be pronounced. We're supposed to be saying Volkswagen.
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 Okay.
They should get Matthias Cormann to voice all of their ads.
It'd be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, actually, now I start to look at this list, it sounds like a bunch of foreigners telling us how we should say things. You know, Jean-Paul Gaultier is meant to be Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yeah.
No. It's Jean-Paul Gaultier. That's what it is.
You can talk
Matt Dutinsky. That's what it'll always be. You're in Australia now, mate. Don't bring your fancy handbags in here.
Didn't you grow up wanting to drive a Porsche, though? I always wanted to drive a Porsche. And now it's not a Porsche. It's a Porsche.
A Porsche.
Yeah, like as in De Rossi.
Actually, I've heard people call it that and thought, yeah. Get over yourself. That Hermes, which I imagine is quite stylish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you would have said it, Hermes?
I thought people were saying Hermes, actually.
Hermes,
yeah, I thought it was
right.
Hermes, yeah.
Yeah, there is a cream for that. But it's Hermes, isn't it? All these French, the French punch above their weight, man. I tell you, honestly, it's a beautiful language.
It's
but
all right.
Honestly.
Get back in your snap pants and just then make sure you're calling them Adidas.
Adidas.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, Adidas.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Not Adidas, Adidas.
Oh,
there you
my
go.
Whole world's gone topsy-turvy.
Sorry,
although, yeah, it's probably not the right way to say it. Topsy-turvy.
Turvy, mate.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Now, I don't want to say that you're a bandit.
No.
But, Matt, you were accidentally putting through lemons as mandarins yesterday on the self-serve checkout and you were caught.
Yeah, look, I mean, I know I have this sort of nice guy persona, but actually underneath is a very dangerous criminal type. And, you know, hey, that's the way I roll.
Sure.
Deal with it.
Sure.
Kimberly.
We like this.
Kimberly.
Softest.
Kimberly
okay,
Kale.
Well, we want to know what you got away with.
Old teabag over here from prison break.
Michelle's in Swanview. Michelle, what did you get away with?
Good morning. Yes, when we go through the checkouts and sometimes they accidentally rip us off by having the wrong prices through.
Yes.
Now, I was going through the checkout and noticed my large tins of dog food went through as 5 cents.
Oh,
and
okay.
I went, whoa, bonus. I haven't done anything wrong. That's what they've charged me. So I actually went back and I wasn't too greedy and I got 6 cartons.
Good work, Michelle.
Your lifetime supply.
Play the system. Play the system.
It took me 6 months to use all that up and I was very, very happy with that.
6 cartons of dog food?
Yes. And then they sort of picked up on it and said, well, you know, we'll let you through, of course.
Yeah.
And then they went and changed their price.
And, you know, the dog's happy and, Michelle, quite frankly, some breadcrumbs and a bit of cheese on top and it's not a bad meatloaf.
That's a pate.
It's a pate. It's a pate.
Might as well because the meat's so expensive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, what was the price? Everyone's wondering what you would have paid.
Oh, my God, probably easy $300.
Yeah, right.
Cartons of it, yeah.
And you paid about $1. Love that.
a lot. Yeah, it was about $5 all up. It was just so minimal. It was really made my day.
Start the car.
Yeah, well done. And as you say, Michelle, you were within the rules. I like
it was
that.
Well, certainly start the car because I had phoned my husband and said, oi, come down here and get a couple of cartons because I can't fit them in my car. But, you know, I wasn't too greedy. They had a lot there. I only took 6.
It's gone straight in the pool room.
Nice, Michelle. Brad's in Innaloo. Brad, what did you get away with?
We got away with coming back after lunch and probably a very minor discretion in the classroom and being sent up to the cane. And we're about like 9 or 10 at this point. And so me and my mate really didn't think we deserved it. So we sort of went past the headmaster's office, which had a garden with some mulch in it, some of that brown mulch. So we thought we'd just pick a bit of that up and rub it on our hands and not actually see the headmaster at all, and wander back to the classroom holding our hands like we're in a bit of pain. And so we did this, and the teacher said to us, oh, well, you deserved that, didn't you? And we said, yeah, we deserved that, trying to hold the grin on our face, and nobody was the wiser. So we definitely got away with one there.
Brad, you're like Jason Bourne, man. Yeah. That's brilliant. Wow.
That's good really thinking. Good thinking. I think kids always, I think sometimes they just take the punishment because they don't realise there's an opportunity to get out of it. But you thought your way out of the situation.
Yeah. And I reckon the school teachers back then, they must have been okay because I reckon they would have found out, but they let it slide.
Yeah, there would have been the chat in the staff room later and you were MacGyver, so you did well.
Yeah, they probably said, oh, got away with that one. Good on him, like we won't.
And no one really wants to cane a child anyway. No one wants that job.
And I'm sure on your next report, Brad, it was shows great initiative when under pressure.
responds to situation quickly, changing environment.
Good on you, Brad. Have a great weekend, bud.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from Ovo Mobile. So if you switch to Ovo Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this, just for you, for listening right now, Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract and Ovo will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
It's that time of the week where we start looking at all of their news websites and even go through the papers because, you know, we sort of like those stories that make us make a funny noise.
Yeah, the things that make us go...
What? Oh, my God, seriously?
Things that make you go...
Okay, a father and son in America have ended up in the county jail.
No.
A bit of a domestic dispute because the son came back to visit his dad just to, you know, standard go visit the parents for the week.
Yes. Sure.
Went home and learned that his dad had thrown out all of his Legos.
What?
So he's got a bunch of Lego, he's got the whole kit there, and dad's just gone, well, he's not living here anymore, he doesn't need it, he's thrown it out.
Right. Sure.
And it's caused a massive argument.
Oh.
And the two of them have ended up in a physical brawl.
Fair enough.
Fisticuffs.
And at 11 p.m. at night, the cops came out to the domestic dispute. These boys have been exchanging shoves and punches.
Yeah.
They're both covered in scratches.
Mm.
And both the father and the son advised the police that they wish to pursue criminal charges against each other.
Fair enough. I mean, I can imagine the son walking in, seeing that the Lego is gone and going, "Dad, everything is not awesome."
You know, the thing is, though, I am guilty of having, even though I've lived out of home since I was 17, I'm guilty of leaving things at my parents' house.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, they still have some of my stuff because I just don't want to put it in my own place, but I don't want to get rid of it
yet. Have they turfed any out on you? Because that would be really disappointing.
Well, no, I mean, there was a couple of trophies that look like they've seen better days.
Oh,
I mean,
from what? From netball?
Swimming and netball.
Swimming and netball.
Yeah, like, you know, half of them are missing. They might have the swimmer's missing an arm and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I'm not as precious about them, but have you got something that would really upset you if your parents threw it out?
My mum broke one of my guitars.
Ooh.
Was she trying to play it at the time?
No, she was trying to kick me out.
Oh.
And it worked.
Oh, dear. That's not good.
No, it was quite the fight, actually. She probably hate me telling you that.
It's easy to get into a blue, folks. I mean, I'd imagine this dad and the son story, it's just payback for all of those times the dad's stepped on the Lego over the years.
Oh, exactly.
It really hurts. But I remember coming home when I moved back from Meriden, back to Perth, and the old lady had thrown out my three complete sets of Kiss bubblegum cards.
Right.
Oh.
You know what they'd be worth now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was 14 at the time. I collected the most, cost a fortune.
You've been in therapy ever since.
Oh, man.
Mind you, it is Kiss. They would have re-released those 12 times.
Oh, Gene would have made a fortune out of them, yeah.
I know, but I just think, I mean, Lego, I get that you can love something that you've had since you were a kid, but a domestic brawl?
No.
I don't know. I think that's next level.
That's not what Ole Kirk Christensen had in mind when he invented Lego.
How do you know that that's who it?
Because I do my research, Kimber. I don't just, you know, the on-air light goes on and I just don't make this stuff up.
Wow.
You're not a willy-nilly kind of guy.
I Google it.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au. Now. The moment you've been waiting all morning for.
All week.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah. Do you know what the difference is between a sewing machine and a female jogger?
No.
No.
Yeah, sewing machine's only got one bobbin.
Oh.
I think the creepy uncle factor really changed the dynamic of that joke.
Yeah. And promises were made in this room 30 seconds before we went to air that
actually,
it was going to be an absolute cracker.
Kimber's face looked like she tucked one of the lemons that Matt nicked.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.